A suicide bomber struck in Israel earlier today, killing himself and wounding about 30 Israelis. The Palestinian group Islamic Jihad has claimed responsibility for the attack in the seaside town of Netanya. NPR's Linda Gradstein has been to the scene of the attack, and she joins us. Linda, can you tell us what you know?
Eyewitnesses at the scene said that just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Israel time, a Palestinian suicide bomber tried to enter the London Cafe on Independence Square in this coastal city here, Netanya. He was stopped by several Israeli soldiers, and when the soldiers stopped him, he blew up the bomb he was carrying, critically injuring at least one of the soldiers and injuring a lot of the other people. It was in a sort of open area between the inside of the cafe and an outdoor covered part. And police say that had he succeeded in getting inside the cafe, the damage would have been much worse. The scene was similar to other suicide bombings. There was a serving trolley that had silverware and carts, and there was broken glass lying all around. It was not clear whether or not there was a security guard on duty at the cafe or not.
As we mentioned, the Palestinian group Islamic Jihad has claimed responsibility, but do Israeli officials believe the attack might be in any way linked to the war in Iraq?
Well, Israeli police spokesman Gil Kleinman said that since the beginning of the war, Israel has been on heightened alert for these kinds of attacks. He said, however, that last year when there was no war in Iraq, there were more than 1,000 attacks on Israelis and more than 150 suicide bombings. So he said that he believes this is something that Palestinian organizations are trying frequently and that today they happen to succeed and that there is no direct connection.
And what has been the Palestinian response to this attack?
The Palestinian Authority condemned it. It has said in the past that these kinds of attacks do not serve Palestinian interests. It also comes as the Palestinian candidate for the newly created position of Prime Minister, Mohammed Abbas, is trying to put together his cabinet, and Palestinian analysts said it may have also been directed towards him to tell him that he can't move. He's seen as a moderate, and to try to stop him from moving too quickly towards a resumption of negotiations.
NPR's Linda Gradstein. Linda, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.